Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Bachelorette Wrap Up. I'm Amy, here as always with the lovely Haley Strong. Hey, Haley, how's it going tonight?
I'm okay. I'm on day 14 of a 15-day work week, so I'm a little fuzzy, and I feel like going into this latest episode of The Bachelor, I can't tell if this episode is really effed up or if that, like, fuzziness, like, really messed with my, like, viewing capability of it, because, man, this was a weird episode, was it not? Or how did you feel about it?
I thought it was weird, too. It was, like, I felt like it was so hyped up as I was watching the, you know, tonight on The Bachelorette. I was like, ooh, yeah, this is the one where something's going to happen, one of the guys, and JoJo's going to get so mad at him, and she's going to break down. And then, of course, that was not what it seemed. And we also thought Chad was going to go crazy and psycho killer on the guys. And that was a womp womp. Yeah. It was just all this, like, letdown.
Yeah. Yeah. Because we've been seeing this preview for 2 weeks now because we had a lovely week off. Did you enjoy your vacation, Amy? I enjoyed mine.
I did. It was good to have a break and was hoping that this episode would deliver after that vacation. But maybe we just need a vacation after this one. Go to Uruguay or something.
Maybe we need a vacation from our vacation from our vacation.
I think so. I think so. I mean, there were some fun elements that we'll get to, too. And we lost some kind of dead weight, I'd say. People we weren't really surprised to see go. So
yeah, maybe it's like, really gonna I feel like everyone that we saw go this week was people we were like, wait, they're still there? Why?
Yeah.
So like you said, we kind of cut out the people we were didn't need to see anymore. We got our international travel, which was exciting. But it just felt really, the whole episode felt forced. Like it felt that it was forced drama lines. And it was kind of like, once the producers realized, once Chad was gone, that they were like, oh, well, we have to do this and we have to do this. Cause it really felt like producer influenced, and we'll get to it as we go on. But it just, even when you suspend your disbelief for the show, like, it was very hard to do that this episode.
Yeah, it's the first time we've seen a magazine dropped into an episode. I think that's a slow news day if they're like, yeah, this magazine made it all the way to Uruguay. What are the chances that they're just laying around? So
this shitty issue of In Touch that just happens to have this JoJo article.
Yeah, in this Vietnamese barbershop.
Yeah, we will get to it, but my favorite part, and I will forget to say it, so I gotta say it now. My favorite part was when they handed the issue to JoJo, and like the cover was like the Duggars, and then JoJo was like, "What does this have to do with me?"
Oh, it was the Duggars. That's so funny.
Yeah, the Duggars are on. I was like, I never thought I'd have to be subjected to looking at the Duggars while trying to watch my weekly smut of The Bachelorette.
She's probably like, "So are you going to make me have like 18 kids and counting? What's going on? What's the twist here?" Oh, it's so funny.
I'm just gonna have to start talking like this.
Yeah.
And she's gonna have to, you know, wear the longest skirts possible, and it's gonna be great for her.
Yeah, all the guys are on Ashley Madison, and oh my goodness.
Ooh. All right, so let's get into this.
Let's get into in Nemacolin is where we actually started off this episode with the Chad Bear coming out of the woods. First, we saw kind of the guys celebrating. I thought that was a fun moment. What did you think of the Chad funeral protein powder ashes?
I thought it was hilarious. You know, I like to see those bonding moments between the guys. And I think it's going to be the last bonding moment we see between all of them, because things are a little messy and none of that has to do with protein powder. But I don't know, I liked in Chris's season where they kind of celebrated Kelsey leaving too. Mm-hmm. That's cruel of me, I know, but I think it's kind of funny, and I thought this was a little funny. And then all of a sudden, they hear a knock, knock, knock on their door.
Mm-hmm. For what reason, though? What was Chad's motive? He wasn't there to reclaim his protein powder.
No, like, I honestly don't understand what point was, and I wasn't sure if it was because I was just, like, spacing out while, like, thinking about the bowl of ice cream I was eating, or, like, he just didn't say anything. Like, all he said was, like, oh, Jordan, something about your brain. Like, that's all I remember, and clearly I don't even remember it that well. Yeah, well, was Jordan Will came Champlain forward just to showed up to
try
show
to
up?
Apologize. Jordan was like, let's put this under the bridge, you know, and sweep this under the rug.
Oh, and Ethan chimed in like, me, you still owe me $20 for
your
shirt.
Wallet. Yeah. That was the
go
best part.
The fuck to American Apparel and get your stupid shitty t-shirt and shut the hell up. Because I cannot. I'm not here for that. I'm not here for that shit. Like, get out of here, Evan.
Yeah, or just do some more lifts so you feel comfortable without your t-shirt on. Yeah.
Ugh.
Oh, man.
You ruined my t-shirt. Milk. I made it with Daddy Pearl. Oh, fuck off, Evan. You suck.
Oh, man.
And unfortunately for us, we're going to have to see him this summer on BIP.
Wait, Evan's coming too? Oh, man. Is he just going to be there as a consultant
too.
For, like, if guys are a little worn out? Or is he competing?
God, I don't know.
Oh. Ugh. Wow. That will be I can't see him in demand for anyone, but there's also a few more. Well, we'll get to it later, but, like, a few other WTF contestants on there. So maybe he might be one of those guys that the women cling to just to stay. You know, like, well, someone has to pick Evan this week. So.
I could never be that desperate.
Right.
As somebody who's single for the first 23 years of their life, I could not imagine ever being in a place I'm so desperate that I'm like, Evan, I want your D. Like, I know that's your job to hang out with D's all day. No, I will never. No. I will be a nun before I ever make out with Evan or, like, hold hands with him.
Right. Agreed.
I would, however, make out with him for someone to pay off my student loans.
Okay. So,
so if someone wants to set that up, I'm willing to do it.
Wow. Okay. So that could be a Kickstarter.
My dignity has a price, and it's higher than I can afford, but it's lower than you'd think.
Nice. Yeah. So to sum up, Chad comes back to non-apologize. I think he said that he wouldn't change anything. He would act the exact same way. So it was just sort of like his final statement.
Or I would go and cut all of Evan's shirts in half. That's what I would do if I was Chad. I think he reacted extremely rationally in the face of stupid Evan.
Well, this could be a matchup that we'll see in Mexico, right? Because Chad's coming back as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good casting. We need more Chad.
Yeah, no. But we don't need Evan. We didn't even need this much Evan.
No. And did we need a poem from Festernino, as we've been calling him, James F? I feel like we jumped to
the... Listen, never...
we never need
poems.
And
I tweeted that last night. I was like, okay, sorry, James, you're done. You just pulled out the poem card, you're over.
Right.
And JoJo was probably crying at how bad the poem was. and then she sent him home.
Yeah, and I like how he's like, I've had this in my pocket for a while now, and I think now's the best time. It's like, yeah, now's the time the producers know you're on the way out. They're like, you better get that poem in now, you know? He's like, here's a great opportunity since I'm never going to get a date. And, oh, they also, I forgot to mention that Alex, another great, rootable contestant.
Hashtag over him.
Yeah, totally over him. He's like a little yippie dog.
And I could probably stand over him, too.
Tower over him. It's like, I mean, he was lauded as this dragon slayer. All the guys were like, and he's really gotten that to his head. Like, I did this noble thing. I slayed the dragon. And then he just, as we see later in the episode, he finds new targets. And yeah, I'm totally over him. Yeah, he's like a little dog that just wants to bark at whatever is in his way and thinks that he's like the big dog of the house. And not in any house would he be that. So they had their common enemy. And this cocktail party, I have my notes, was like they're all sort of going around. And Lou says, like, I'm going for seconds if you don't want to go next. They started this new drama now that Chad was gone, all about who gets more time and the guys with the roses. So it's kind of that old story. What did you think of that cocktail party? I don't know, fighting for time and viewing, you know, I just feel like the guys could have stepped up. They were just sitting there complaining about
it. Yeah, instead of whining.
Yeah.
Use your time to talk to JoJo. Like, what are you doing? Don't cry to me.
Yeah.
Like, don't. I'm not listening to that. I'm going to make fun of you on my podcast if you do that.
Yeah. Like Luke's there saying, okay, I'm going to go back then if you guys don't want to. And Evan's like, hey, I'm trying.
Go for it.
So go. Luke, what's trying?
Luke said, hey, if you're not going to do this, I am. And it's not like he's going and like tapping on the shoulder being like, Grant, your time's over. Like, I got to see JoJo. He's like, I want to hang out with this hot girl instead of you whiny ass hoes.
Right.
So he did.
So we lose.
And then
two
also
guys.
Oh, yeah. A great shot of the night. Mm-hmm. Jordan and JoJo like softcore doing it,
right, in
one side
the wall.
Of the screen, and yeah. Then all the guys like twiddling their thumbs on the other side of the screen, and like they were in the same shot. I don't believe there was any editing here. I just thought it was like hilarious camera shot.
That was really good.
Good job, guys.
Yeah, that was good. I was waiting for someone to like. It was like they. I felt like it's like they knew and were like. Oh, we're just gonna
we
sit here.
We didn't hear it. Like, they were, like, slopping her in.
Yeah. Shoving her against that wall. Yeah, that was good. Now, we lose two guys at this rose ceremony. We lose Dan Lambeau, the Canadian model, and, as we mentioned, James F. So, I think what was most shocking to me about this rose ceremony was when she called Vinny's name for a rose. I just could not believe that he made it through to the international travel. But he lived on for a little bit there, Haley, your favorite.
Yo, Amy, how'd you think I wasn't going to get a rose? I mean, look at me. I'm Vinny. How could I not get a rose, you know? Yeah, I was like, are you kidding me? Like, Vinny's lasting again? Like, how is this happening?
I know. Maybe they just needed him for the setup later on in his barbershop. If it was just like this elaborate plan that he was necessary to. But what did you think of Daniel and or James's reactions to leaving? I think Daniel had a really interesting statement, like, about obviously she's going by personality because it's not my body. My body's the best thing here. And something about getting struck by lightning.
Yeah, I know. He was
when
like
he's shaving
himself. He was like, yeah, I have a shitty personality, but like,
yeah. That was so good. And
but he was very Canadian in the way he was like, oh, good luck everyone, eh?
Yeah,
like, yep, that's a Canadian right there.
So good.
DA gave it away.
Yeah. And then James was just saying, oh, I should have been more assertive. I should have been more assertive from the beginning. I would have felt better if I had more time with her. And then she rejected me. But I don't know. I feel like I'd feel better if it's like, I didn't have that much time. So this person doesn't really know me. You can't really blame. It can't be my personality. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's like, no, just listen to what Daniel said. It's your personality, James. She wasn't vibing.
I would have been more mad that I missed out on a vacation to Uruguay.
Yeah, this is the worst cutoff point, right?
Well, the worst cutoff point.
And neither of these dudes are on the list for Bachelor in Paradise that we know of, right? So I think also the international travel might be one of those good cutoffs to make it more likely that you're going to get on the list.
I was surprised at the lack of Daniel. I thought they kind of needed like at least 6 or 7 of these douches to round out the cast.
Right. Now I'm trying to remember, do they keep some people hidden because they show up later, or do they tend to just release all the names as they go? I feel like
they
on
release
Caitlin's season,
most
we got
of the names,
of
I think.
Yeah, and then there's
kind of like as people would go home, they would release the names. So I figure if Daniel was on the season, they would have said it because they would say that Vinny, Evan, and Grant, spoiler alert, are all going to be on Bachelor in Paradise this season.
Right, right. All right, well, at the end of this, she announces that they're going to Punta del Este, Uruguay. What do you think of that destination?
I think it's amazing. I love South America. It's so great. And I think it's a great filming location. I think Uruguay was a great place, too, because we don't see a whole lot of Uruguay. You're a South America fan, too, right? So how did you feel about seeing this?
Yeah, I was excited. It was like, okay, this is something different. And it's also is a travel destination. It's not like a WTF, like, why are they going there? As we've seen with some of the destinations in past seasons. Usually those are more. Usually more the domestic ones. But or Caitlin's season where they're just in Ireland after day after day, week after week. So I was excited about this. I have only been to like a tiny town in Uruguay. So I haven't been to this fancy beach town, but it is like the jet setter kind of beach location of South America. So I thought that was really cool. And I thought it was also funny just to hear all the different guys pronounce. I think Vinny was like, oh, why? I don't know. And then he picked it up. They got it once they got there. So,
yeah,
they arrive in Uruguay. It's really beautiful. And JoJo's always, I loved her outfits throughout this episode. So that's always fun to watch. She always looks great. And they start out with a one-on-one with your guy, Jordan. How are you feeling about Jordan at this point? Is he still one of your...
He's my one horse in the race. Like, I still have him a chase, but, like, putting all my eggs in the Jordan basket.
Yeah, that's how I feel about Derek, because I've got Derek and Alex left. Oh, man, it's not looking good. Yeah, so... So he gets a one-on-one date. Was it something like, let's seal the deal or something, or seal our love? I don't know. Something with seals.
They didn't get to pet any seals, which I was disappointed in. I love when they get to pet animals on the show. I thought we could have used some here.
Use a little bit more interaction with the animals. They were yachting.
I like seals more than I like all of these guys.
Right. We need a little more. Luckily, there was a point where she was playing with a dog, so that gave us a little more animal interaction.
That was
sweet.
Yeah, so in this scene, it was kind of weird. They just kind of sailed around, and then they went for dinner, and JoJo was like, well, I have some questions. I know someone who knows someone who knows your ex-girlfriend, and, you know, she said some things, and I just want to let you ask if those are
that
true.
That really felt out of nowhere for me. Like, it just came out of thin air. I feel like that was something that they should have hyped more made more out of.
If we're pretending that this is any bit like not manipulated whatsoever, it's like I feel like the casuals would be like, okay, wait, how does JoJo know this person? Yeah. And like, how did she know this guy was going to be on my season and stuff like that? Like, I just, it was really transparent.
The guys
didn't like that
about
part.
Jordan, like, that she knew who he was before he came and stuff like that too. So they're alluding to that. She has like an awareness of people being cast and that kind of thing. So yeah, she's part of that reality TV world, and it's just, yeah, they just really glossed over it, and I thought that was really strange. And yet then they can just act like a magazine drops out of nowhere. Like, oh yeah, we totally read these magazines everywhere, we allow that.
And Jordan acted like, I never cheated, but I was just a young guy and I thought about sports a lot and I wouldn't not talk to girls. It's kind of like, okay, like, just, you cheated, it's fine. We all know.
I know. He had like the immediate, like, she was like, was there cheating? No. It was so telltale. Nope. Like,
and like, wouldn't look at her either. Mm-hmm.
And then she's like, I'm trying to like figure you out. And he's like, I'm not thinking anything. So funny.
No, what are you talking about? I'm not thinking about anything. What are you thinking about?
Right.
Have you cheated? Yeah,
exactly.
And all these guys have like a hard on for like, oh, JoJo's so perceptive. Like, she really gets it. Like, JoJo, did you pick up on the fact that Jordan was 100% lying to you? Because like, that happened. That was a for realsies thing.
Right. I guess you can just deny and then she's cool with it because she really just moved on. And then they went crazy dancing out in the street.
Remember that. I must have like blacked out at that part. Also, there was like a really bad storm here last night, so the satellite and the internet were cutting out at certain points.
Okay.
So there was a couple parts that like I didn't totally catch. But I don't think this is one of them. I think I just like was like, I don't want to.
I just kind of brushed past it. But yeah, he had some fun dance moves, I guess, out on the street. And then we got the guys back waiting for the next date card and trying to figure out who's going to get the one-on-one. Of course, everybody wants it. And it looks like it's going to be Robbie. He's the only one not on the group date card. The group date is... what'd you call it? Sand surfing?
Yeah, I would call it that.
Yeah.
This looked like a hell of a lot of fun. It seemed like the guys had a great time doing it. It seemed like JoJo had a great time doing it. I just enjoyed watching it. They were digging
Speaking
it.
Speaking of storms, then a storm came up there. Did it tie in at all with your storm? Because that would have been pretty cool. There was like a lightning strike and then they had to go back and go hang out somewhere.
My basement's pretty like dark and dingy, so it was hard to even tell that there was a storm going on on outside here. All I knew was that, like, oh, the internet is somehow even worse than usual.
Too bad. Well, this is when the Derek is insecure storyline emerges. This really felt forced. Speaking of forced storylines, like, they're talking about how they need to find new enemies. Derek calls them the Mean Girls clique, but some of the guys are just... they got really upset with him for getting the group date rose, and they justified that because of how JoJo phrased it. Like, I want to give this to someone who needs reassurance. Haley, what did you think about that?
In his confessional, before, while JoJo was, like, talking about handing out the rose, he was like, oh, that's going to me because we discussed how I need reassurance. And then she's like, and it goes to Derek. And then he was like, oh, like, I can't believe he needs reassurance. Like, yeah. JoJo needs real man. Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, he has no line of reasoning that makes sense at all. He's just, I think, a bully. Like, he's always looking for a fight, and he, you know, they got on Chad for being a bully, but it was, I think, he isn't happy unless he has someone to fight with.
I think Alex sees himself as, like, the ultimate protector. Mm-hmm. So he's always needing to, like, pick fights with people to show everyone else, like, oh, I'm so tough and strong and great. And he's just, like, comes off like captain of the douche squad.
Mm-hmm. And also, I feel like his whole conversation with her, too, it seemed like he was just saying, yeah, this is so different than just texting a girl back and forth. Like, this is real. Has he never interacted with someone in person before?
It's because he's only ever been on Tinder, so he doesn't have to disclose his height to anyone.
Oh, I think you solved it. Or, yeah, he never has to meet them in person. He's just, like, carries on, gets his whole ego going, and then, yeah.
Probably sends a few dicks.
Mm-hmm. Everything's from the waist up, and, yeah. Oh, man. Or waist down. Who knows what he's sending? He's just not showing the whole package altogether.
Yeah.
Yeah, he has issues, and yeah, I'm getting annoyed with him for sure.
I'm so over him.
Yeah, definitely.
And it's like, he even grew, like, the Chad beard to, like, take his place as the new villain.
I didn't think about that. Yeah, so there's, like, two sides of the house now, who, like, the ones who are like, oh, Derek, like, what a wimp, and then the other ones are like, guys, chill out. So we'll get to the cocktail party when Derek brings it up, but that's kind of what happened on this group date. Oh, we also saw Jordan and Robbie having a spa date back at the hotel.
That was cute.
That was cute. And then Jordan ate the cucumber off his eye, which probably would have frightened Derek. So maybe Derek's just a little nervous around that there's been cucumber sightings or something, because he seems to have a fear.
Oh my God, I forgot about that.
We need to get to the bottom of this. Does he have Twitter? Someone needs to ask him.
Derek, can you call us? Yeah. Like, I know Christian faves all of the tweets that we ever tweet about The Bachelor and our podcast. So, Christian, if you're listening to this, hook us up with Derek so we can ask him about the cucumber thing.
Oh, and poor Christian. Has he not been cast on Bachelor in Paradise? Because
nope. Sorry, Grant got his spot.
Yep, he did. He did. Okay, so then we're left with the one-on-one date with Robbie. And they started out...
I could not care less about Robbie's existence.
It's so weird, right? And I think even on the previous, like, when they were still in Pennsylvania, he was saying things like, oh, I'm, like, further along than anyone. I was like, where is this coming from? Like,
how?
Yeah.
How many of these guys know what her last name is?
Ooh, yeah, good question. How many of these guys, yeah, were here for JoJo, or they would have just showed up anyway? But yeah, he's super confident. They're on the beach, there's a cute dog, and then there's a, like, hand statue coming out of the sand. But it's one of those walk around the town dates, right? So we always like those. Mm-hmm. One thing Robbie did on this date that the other guys haven't done yet was drop the L word. He was building up to that he's falling in love with her and that he loves her. So what did you think of this bomb?
I thought it was offensive.
Because it was Robbie, or because it was their first date and he's saying the L word?
Both.
I agree. It was ridiculous. And he was all primed with all those analogies, like, we're going to jump off a cliff, and that's what you do when you're falling in love. I'm falling for her. So they really set him up for this one.
Where, where was Chad to tell him, like, no, you're not in love with her. You just met her 8 seconds ago. Like, we need Chad.
We need Chad to be here
to tell him what's up.
I know. It's so true. But JoJo is kind of the same way. It's like, luckily she didn't say it back. She knows. She doesn't want to be the one saying it when it happened to her. Although, granted, that was towards the end when she was the final two. But she was really hyping up Robbie early on. Like, we have this great connection. I haven't seen that. I mean, was it just all the pool table action? That's all I really remember about the two of them.
Ew, I forgot about that.
She just likes being pushed against things, maybe. Maybe that's what's driving it.
Maybe that's it.
There are those fireworks. Fireworks are always a good touch on a date, I think. They don't offend you like a private concert, right?
Not really, but they really offended my brother, who was in the room at this time, and he saw kissing in front of the fireworks, and he was disgusted. So I think it's a complete fair reaction.
Yeah, so Robbie, was he one in one of the previews where we see some of the guys talking about him? Or is he...
Yeah, didn't he have, like, a secret girlfriend?
That's what I thought. I don't know. He's, so far, nothing has been revealed about him. But let's see. Let's talk about the magazine story that was the talk of this episode. So we alluded to it, but at some point, was it when they were all kind of hanging out? Oh, it was when Jordan was on the date, right? The rest of the guys were...
Yeah, when Jordan was on the date.
Vinny's barbershop. So this was the big drama that they were hyping, is like, JoJo's so upset. And granted, she was upset.
And they were literally in the barbershop. Like, where did they get it from? Is it in the hotel? Why is Vinny allowed to cut hair in there? Did he bring his...
There was just something taped to the wall.
There's so much about the scene was beyond perplexing.
Right. What was that show? Was there like New Jersey, Barbershop New Jersey or something? Like that I think Rob and Nicole covered one. Like they had people on way back when. But I wonder if Vinny was cast out of that. Even though we know he's not actually from New Jersey, but he just has to be. It made no sense. There's just the magazine sitting there. And then somebody picks it up and is like, oh, what? James T said he read it like 3 times or something. Like, they aren't supposed to have anything to read, for one thing. They're in Uruguay. So where did that come from? Is it, you know, how long have the producers been holding on to this and just like, okay, we've got to put this out at some point so that, you know, when Chad leaves, there's no drama. I just didn't understand it at all. Then we have to see them. You know, they have JoJo talking about her date. Nothing can bring me down from this high from Jordan. And then whoever it is, Mike Fleiss, hands her the thing. It's like, we have to talk about this. And as you noted, it's the Duggar issue. Have you looked at this story or anything or read into it more thoroughly? I think we looked into Chad last season, right?
Maybe I read this, maybe I didn't. I can't remember. But like you said, we did have a Chad discussion. And I feel like this article is what led to that discussion. It was so interplanted. It was almost infuriating because it was insulting to like the collective audience's intelligence.
And how they were trying to make us believe that the guys really believe this story. Like, what if JoJo's not here? I mean, maybe Alex was the one where they got the legit soundbite from, but everybody else, like, there was no concern about them leaving or anything like that. Were you buying that, Haley, that any of these guys were legitimately concerned that JoJo wasn't there for the hashtag right reasons?
No, like, that's the stupidest thing I have ever heard in my entire life. And it's like I said, it's offensive that they'd even try to like pull this over on us, because it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. And then all the guys were using that to continue the storyline, like, I'm here for you. and I know you're here for the right reasons. And then she was totally eating that up. So I don't know.
It was just like a really, really stupid plot line. And it was part of what made the episode like so weird and so annoying and almost like unwatchable.
Mm-hmm. And is there any hope for Chad's out there?
No, like we had this conversation probably when this story came out. Like, Chad is a terrible boyfriend name. Never trust a Chad.
I know. And you warned me when I picked him for my draft as well.
I know. So. I warn everyone. Never trust a Chad.
No. Can't trust him in Florida when you're voting either. So,
no.
You know, if you're a Chad out there and you're one of our listeners, exactly. Message us, or if you have any experience, does this be one of our listener assignments? If you have a good Chad experience, let us know. Hashtag good Chad. But other than that, anything else to say about the date, or should we go into this final rose ceremony?
Let's go into the rose ceremony.
Okay. So just like JoJo decided to do, she went right into the rose ceremony. She didn't do a cocktail party. Now, were you buying the whole thing that it's all because Derek decided to pull aside the guys and that's why they didn't have a rose ceremony or a cocktail party?
That also didn't make sense. Like,
they were all blaming Derek.
Oh, no. Like, you wasted 3 minutes of our time and that's why JoJo decided.
Yeah. It's like JoJo wasn't there. He was like, you're probably sitting there. They're getting like the cameras ready. And he was like trying to make some conversation while you're sitting there bored. So you didn't JoJo wasn't there. What's the problem?
Alex is such an idiot that he'll like use any shred of like non-existent evidence to back up his like poor defenses of why he's acting like such an a-hole.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Like, Derek is shady. Like, how is Derek shady? Like, none of us even knew who Derek was last week.
Derek has emotions. He's not so, he's a little bit insecure, I guess. And who knows? He's not bro-ing down with them or something. So, I don't know. Let's see. Who did we lose? The three remaining guys that we weren't surprised to lose, I'd say. Grant, Vinny, and Evan. Any parting words about any of them?
I was almost hoping Vinny would make it through again, just to be like, how is he making it through? He's like a cockroach. He just won't die.
I know. But that would have been
good. He died this episode. But luckily for us, he comes back to life this summer in Bachelor in Paradise.
Right. And as soon as I saw him crying about how upset he was and how like he was happy with JoJo, and I knew that he got his ticket to Bachelor in Paradise. So
how are you happy with JoJo? You don't know her.
I know. This is his only bright spot in life.
We've never seen them have a conversation.
I know. And like, she was so emotional when she said goodbye to him, too. So apparently it's all on the cutting room floor on his barbershop. I don't know. And then Grant and Evan. But that whole trio is going to be Bachelor in Paradise. So.
And luckily for us, we care about none of them.
Evan should be fun to follow just because it's going to be like cringeworthy, but and Grant,
he's
going to
be the oldest one
maybe.
There by like 10 years.
Yeah. I don't know who is going there for Evan, but I'd like to see it. I'd like to see maybe Izzy.
Oh. Ew, no, like she's no.
We don't know anything about her, so maybe
I guess.
And let's see. We had an interesting preview for next time. It looked like Chase is in the hot seat in some way, or he was kind of snippy with her or something.
I don't understand anything that's going on. And the preview for like the rest of the season was effed up. Like this whole episode, like it didn't feel like a real episode.
Yeah.
It was just like, what's the most effed up thing we can do? It's like, did they just assume that the season would be super boring after Chad left? So they just,
threw all this stuff
shit
at the wall. Yeah,
that's what it really feels like.
Yeah, she said something. It's like it looked like there was like a final, like she was saying goodbye to someone, just like Ben, where she said, "I said I love you to this person, or I love this person, but after what you did to me, or something, I have to let you go." It's probably some other thing that they're twisting, and it's not going to be anything. Same with this Chase conversation. But every preview, I keep like thinking maybe next week's going to be the exciting episode. Maybe something exciting will happen. At least I feel like now we're kind of down to guys where it seems like JoJo has a strong connection with all of them, even if we don't understand it, that yeah, I don't really know where it's going. I don't have,
and
like,
I feel
a,
like the season's really flying too.
Yeah,
like we down to like a, what are we at, final eight now?
Yeah, it's moving quickly. Is
so
it
finally
eight?
We're probably gonna go to final six next week. Mm-hmm. And then final four the week after that.
Yeah, so that's when it always gets good. So I'm excited about that. And then did you see the thing at the end about Luke's B cup action at the
yeah,
end?
That was the only moment this entire season that I liked. I liked Luke because he showed just a glimmer of personality.
Right.
That wasn't just like brooding semi-hot
yeah,
guy.
He can actually laugh. So that was good. All right, well, that's this episode. We did get some questions, and there's... You know, even if a lot didn't, if some random things happened on this episode, there was also quite a bit in the news in Bachelor Nation. So do you have any top stories to share?
There was so much Bachelor news.
All right.
Okay. So top story that came out the longest ago, okay. I guess. And you hadn't heard this story. I don't know what you were doing.
I don't know where I was. I was off Twitter for a while because I didn't want to see spoilers because I couldn't watch live, but...
Yeah, but this was like a couple days ago. Like, this was last week. Anyway, so it came out. Marcus did an interview with one of these trashy magazines, probably In Touch. There's some synergy there. I just know it. That he revealed to us something we already knew, which was that him and Lacey were never officially married. And then he revealed something to us that we all kind of expected, which was that they're no longer together.
Mm-hmm.
Marcus said that when they returned from Mexico, she kind of dragged her feet about filing the paperwork, and then they just started losing connection, and then they went out for dinner one night, and then he hasn't heard from her since, which is weird. Like, didn't they live together? Like, don't they have shared personal effects? Don't they own a perfume line together? There was a lot about this that was just really weird. How do you feel about the situation?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I wasn't following it closely enough, but I was just surprised because, you know, they sold us this love story and I didn't know that, you know, is this going to be Jaden Tanner next? Because I want to believe that Bachelor in Paradise has the success stories.
Yeah, because if we go back to the Bachelor 20 episode, we didn't get any mention of Lacey Marcus at all, which I thought was a little on the strange side.
That's a good callback. That probably was a sign.
But Jade had a funny response. Someone tweeted her, say, well, is this happening to you next? And she went like, oh, well, no, our marriage is completely legal. They're stuck with me.
Yeah, and she didn't do it in front of a Bachelor in Paradise cast down in Bachelor in Paradise. So she kind of had a wedding that she wanted.
To be fair, she did it in front of, like,
other randos.
Bachelor Nation, yeah.
Right.
I don't know. I just, I believe in Lacey, or not Lacey, Jade. I believe in Jade and Tanner way more than I ever did in Lacey and Marcus.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes any sense whatsoever. I'm sure it doesn't, but whatever. Like, I feel like Jade and Tanner are, like, somewhat intelligent, which I never felt about Lacey and Marcus.
I wonder where you got that from. The math, and, like, E40.
And Jade and Tanner moved to, like, Kansas City. They're out of LA, out of that kind of, like,
bachelor
cesspool. Oh, nice. Yeah.
Oh, they have a real relationship.
Yeah, it feels a lot more real. They're cool. They just adopted a new puppy. So, you know.
I'm glad you're up on all of this.
Yeah, it's because I follow them on Instagram.
Good. And then what other stories do you have?
They revealed, like, a bunch of people for the Bachelor in Paradise, and they've kind of been doing it the last few weeks, but we haven't really talked about it. So let me go through who they've said so far.
Mm-hmm.
So we have Lace, our boyfriend, Benzie. Oh, I'm so glad to see him back again.
Me too.
Leah never really got punched in the face. Block. Carly's making a return.
Okay.
So is Jared.
Hmm.
Last night's trio, Grant, Vinny, and Evan are coming. The twins.
Yay.
Jubilee, who is too good for this shit, is going to be here. Izzy, which you don't remember, so she's going to be the Samantha of the season.
Yeah.
Chad, of course. Amanda, who should be home with her children, probably. Sarah Heron's making a return. And the newest addition I heard today, Us Weekly, when I was Googling Bachelor in Paradise cast, our good friend, Nick V.
Whoa. He said he would never do it. He was like,
I mean,
no,
we all knew that was a lie.
For Bachelor, but yeah, he's too selfie obsessed to not show up in Mexico for something. I think
definitely
bargained a little bit. He probably got a good all-star cast fee stipend, maybe a little bit more than Vinny and Evan are getting, I think.
Oh, definitely.
To show up. So yeah.
So who do you like from this list? Who are you forgetting about, and who are you missing?
I feel like we're missing a foil for Jared, like another Ashley I appearance if someone else is going to return. I don't know that I necessarily want to see that, but I just am surprised that they're not doing that. I do think, you know, Christian, the one who's faving everything, I like to reward that sort of initiative. I feel like
he's
should
so
be there.
Dusty.
Yeah.
I mean, Leo if Izzy can make it, and she made it, so.
Yeah, like, you know, if he's angling for it, I feel like he had the goods to be a good candidate for like a legit relationship. Chad is definitely a good choice. Nick V is going to be good TV. Ben Z, of course, is pretty. And yeah, I'm fine with Grant and Vinny. I think they'll be fun. Like, I feel like Vinny is kind of like, who's that guy that you liked from Andy's
Dylan?
Season? Dylan. Yeah, it's kind of like that kind of pick.
Am I going to fall in love with Vinny accidentally?
Ooh, maybe. Maybe, oh. Especially if he wears like pink chinos or something.
He yeah. changes his hairline just slightly.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, I noticed I was looking at.
Oh, he cut out. Are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You cut out there. So, what were you saying about hairline?
Did you hear me say something about Vinny being cute?
No. It's just.
Okay, I'll start there.
Okay.
Like, even I was watching the episode last night and I was like, ooh, Vinny would be cute if his hairline wasn't like that. And then I had to like stop and go take a cold shower. So I would not have those thoughts anymore.
Oh no. He's like the Johnny Mac. He's like growing on you.
Yeah.
Like, wait, okay, now I've seen so much of him. Yeah, exactly. Oh, that's too funny. And then there was some Chad news that came out. I mean, Chad's staying in the spotlight as much as he can. So can you describe what sort of, I think it broke on Instagram or maybe the blogs. We got some tweets about it.
Yeah, he posted a picture kissing this girl named Hope. And the status that went with it, this is not verbatim because I'm not really good at my job, so I didn't think to pull the quote. He was just like, oh, I met this girl in my travels. She's really great. I can't wait to see where things go with her. I would never dump her after 4 years to go on some sort of bachelor show. And it came out that this was Robbie's ex-girlfriend, Hope. And ooh. I think we're going to get a mention of her later on this season. Yeah, so he was making out with Robbie's ex-girlfriend and putting on Instagram, which wow. is just a whole new level of hilarious trolling.
Right, because he's like breaking, like going ahead of like if something's going to come out on the episodes later on about Robbie yeah. having an ex. And then he's like, oh, look, here she is. And she's hot. I'm going to make out with her. So, oh, that's pretty good. Chad. Is Hope going to be on Bachelor in Paradise?
Maybe.
That'd be a good one. We've gotten siblings before, so.
Why not ex-contestants, ex-girlfriends?
Right. And this would be a good bait if Robbie isn't who JoJo ends up with. If he's going to. Because mm-hmm. I think you called early on that he just looks like a Bachelor in Paradise contestant. So I think during the draft. So that could be a likely, I don't know, animosity. Now, how do you think Chad's going to do with the other guys? Like, is he going to team up with Nick?
Terribly.
Like,
he's going to do terribly with villains? Everyone.
Yeah.
It's going to be like Kaylin, except more aggressive.
Right. Yeah. Like, everyone's going to come in being like, we don't want you to stay. Or will there be any of these women that will want him to? Can't see any of these ones being ones that would put up with his antics, but you never know. There's still room for future casting.
I feel like I know, and it's not going to happen.
Yeah. He's going to be like flame out like Kaylin. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
We need him for the premiere.
One and done.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, before we jump into questions, do you have an iTunes review to share?
I do. So, again, we're running a contest. We have yet to send the prize pack to our winner, but we're going to do that.
Like after our holiday vacation, after the Independence Day vacations.
Yeah. So
we've been gathering the goods for sure for a while.
So it's going to happen. Anyway, so we're running a contest this time too. It'll run until the end of Bachelor in Paradise because that's where we're living our lives. So get your reviews in. We'll see them in the Canadian and U.S. stores. If you're in one of those countries that's not the Canada or U.S., please screen cap it to us and send it. and we will read it too. So don't worry about that if you're international living. This week's review comes from Roxy Ann. They said weekly listener. Their review is, this is my weekly podcast I download after The Bachelor and Bachelorette. It's fun to hear the contrast of Amy's more laid-back take on the show and Haley's straightforward snarkiness. Love when you give listener assignments for Twitter. We also love doing that because, like I said before, we don't like doing actual work. Yeah. Or I don't. Amy, you're good at things. I'm not.
Thank you, Roxy Ann, for that nice review. And yeah, we did have a assignment this week for reporting on any positive chat experiences. So that would be good. And yes, please keep those reviews coming if you haven't sent one already. Or you know what? Even if you have. We love to get the feedback, and you can also leave comments on Rob Has a Website under our podcasts and hit subscribe on iTunes. That always helps out, either on the Batchcast or Reality TV Wrap Ups. There's great things going on. If you're watching Are You the One? Haley, are you watching Are You the One?
Oh my God. It's my favorite show on television besides RuPaul's Drag Race. I have Ali Lasher to thank for bringing both of those into my life, and just listen to the podcast. It's so good. The show's so good. I watched the latest episode before coming on air tonight, and it was amazing, per usual. I love it. Just watch the show, listen to their podcast. It's so great.
Yes, I recommend their podcast as well. And we didn't have an update on the draft last time because I think we recorded right after the episode. So let's check in on that really quick here at George CTV. He's been monitoring it for us, and
because he's the best.
He is the best. And he says, with 24 points tonight, Amy is closing in on Jordan. Jordan Parhar still leads with 88. I've got 82, and Haley, you're behind with 86. You only have two guys left, and Jordan and I have three guys left. And I'm struggling to remember who my third guy is because I know I had Alex and I had Derek, but apparently I have one of the other ones who's still there, and I don't know who it is. Let's see. But Jordan, I think his top pick, his first pick, Luke, is bringing in all those points. And yeah, Jordan is your big, your only horse in the race, I think. Now, oh, I had Robbie on my team. I didn't even know that.
Ooh.
Wow.
Look at you.
Oh, no wonder. That's where those points came in from. I could have sworn. I can't even tell who the difference between these guys. I was like, oh, I think Jordan has Robbie on his team. I don't remember picking.
I assume Jordan had Robbie too.
Yeah. So, yeah. So that's fun to follow along with that. Well, let's jump into questions. Thank you, everyone, for sending in questions. We love to get them. Tess Bergman wants to know, how come under each guy's name it says their occupation, but under Daniel's name it says Canadian? Oh, never mind. The Canadian never wins. And he was right about his bleep personality. Stay in L.A., Daniel. Oh. Do you take offense, Haley, about Daniel being Canadian still?
No, not really. Because he didn't do anything like murdery or rapey, so that's fine. He was just kind of a douche, but he like knew he was a douche, so it was fine.
Yeah, he recognizes that personality is not his strong suit, so he chose to work on his bod and make up for it, I guess.
Good planning by him.
Brandon Spears. So the contestants finding a gossip mag talking about the very show they're on right now is basically a direct storyline from the first season of Unreal. Does it get any more meta than that? Wow, I totally forgot that because Unreal acts like the show is filming live as they're going on. And this one doesn't. Like, this one films way in advance. But yeah, do you think they stole it from, is it getting really meta where they're stealing from Unreal?
I honestly signed out of watching Unreal because I don't do 1 hour dramas. I only do reality television, half hour comedy. Basic bitch, can't deal with crying on when I watch TV. Mm-hmm. So I didn't know about that storyline, but I would not doubt for a single second at the producers, we're like, they're copying our story. Well, look what we're gonna do here.
Right.
I wouldn't doubt it for a single cent that that's exactly what was going on.
Yeah, probably. Like, look, we can do this too. Two can play at this game. Ali Lasher, who we just mentioned, asks, "Are we buying Derek as the new villain? Seems a little thin to me."
Again, No, I don't believe anything that happened this entire episode.
Raisa Hirji asks, how hypocritical is Alex saying that Derek is asking for validation when he literally asked for validation himself? Good point, Raisa. We both brought this up. So Alex is just, you know, is the definition of a hypocrite, I'd say. Matthew D. Solon, do you think Chad will have more success finding love on Bachelor in Paradise? We kind of covered that too.
No, I don't. I really don't think so.
Kellyanne Evan, sigh with like five H's. He gives me the urge to blurt out a lot of swear words, but I'll clean it up for the podcast. Who loves him more, JoJo or production? So is she talking about Chad here?
I think so.
Okay.
Alex, Chad, probably Chad, because no one likes Alex. Production loves Chad.
Yeah. They rewarded
until
him.
Yeah, exactly.
Bachelor in Paradise. This is from at Ali Say Sakio, Ali Napgame Strong. I wonder if she's alluding to you in her Twitter name.
Ooh.
Nice. Her last name changed to Strong. What do you think about Wells' idea of needing a common enemy? Who do you think it will be, or will it be mini Chads? Like, will they all divide? I think we've saw it kind of all divide.
I think that's what's going to happen now. Like, there's not one focus, so it's kind of like they're pinballing everywhere.
Right. And I think the producers are really trying to force it too by just asking as many questions as they can about, oh, do you think JoJo wants an insecure guy? Because we got sound bites from people like Chase talking about that too. So they're forcing it as well. Scott St. Pierre, who is a behind the scenes producer on Wrap Ups at Scott STP, says, what does Olympic swimming have to do with diving off a cliff? Hashtag The Bachelorette. I feel like that's a good question because...
Thank you, Scott. Absolutely nothing. Right? Except for the fact that he may not drown unless he hits his head on a rock going down. Like, it has nothing to do with it.
He's not an Olympic diver.
Olympic diver.
Yeah. Whatever.
He's no Alexandre Despatie.
I'm going to pretend I know who that is.
He was my favorite Canadian diver when I was super into... I'm still super into the Olympics, so I'm not going to pretend I'm not. Nice. But like, oh my God.
That's maybe a much more current
Sydney
reference than Greg Louganis.
Yeah, maybe
which is
in
what
the Sydney Olympics or the Greece Olympics, he was winning a lot of gold medals.
Yeah.
He's retired by now, but
we haven't
my
delved
heart
is into
not
his
retired
past,
for him.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And Amy at Fizzy27 says, so is Chad hashtag the Bachelorette version of a meat shield? Once he's gone, the target goes to others. Okay, so that's kind of like what Allie was saying. Allie,
100%. That's definitely, he was a total meat shield.
Literal meat shield. Meat tray shield.
Literal meat shield. Ugh, I'm so, like, I've never craved so much lunch meat since this season of The Bachelorette.
Yeah. Nice. I think that's all we have for questions. So thank you everyone for sending them in. Haley, where can people find you to tweet and all that?
You can find me all over the internet. I can't remember if this happened within the last like couple of weeks or not, but I went on another podcast and talked about The Bachelor. But don't worry. It was a Harry Potter related one. It's called The Real Weird Sisters with our listeners, Alice and Martha, who are both super great. I really enjoy the podcast. They do like a book club almost where they talk about each chapter, and they do a lot of like special topic episodes. So they did one with me where we cast an episode or a season of The Bachelor with Harry Potter as the lead.
Oh, nice.
And so we kind of went through the season like that. So you can find that at therealweirdsisters.com.
Has anyone tweeted that to Coley? Remember, he loves Harry Potter?
I have blocked Coley from my mind, and I am upset that you reminded me that he's this. So yeah, if you like Harry Potter and you like what we do here, listen to that show. It's a lot of fun. I really enjoy doing it, and I love Harry Potter. Where else can you find me? At HStrong on Twitter and Instagram, HStrong28 on Snapchat. You see me taking Jeff work mostly. That's about it, I think.
Nice. And I'm at RHAP Recapper. So we'll see you next time. Thanks. Bye.